Despite Nashville's budget shortfall, Mayor David Brierley is now promising to preserve the city's only dedicated fund for affordable housing. And as WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, the news is an abrupt shift from the budget's first iteration.
Just a few days ago, the Barnes Housing Trust Fund was in jeopardy. According to the proposed metro budget, its $10 million funding was contingent on the sale of two properties, an old firehouse in Green Hills and a vacant Metro Works building off Charlotte Avenue. The decision to tie the Barnes money to the property sales caught affordable housing advocates by surprise, some of whom have come to depend on the grants. Betty Kirkland is the executive director of Project Return, an organization that's received nearly $300,000 from the Barnes Fund to house the formerly incarcerated.
The availability of funding translates into housing, affordable housing for people who need it. The non-availability of funding, conversely, translates into an increase in homelessness. And so that's the choice that gets made through this budgeting.
The lack of certainty also halted the next round of grants that was supposed to be awarded in the fall. But in an about-face, the mayor's office told WPLN on Thursday that it will be funding the program in full, regardless of the property sales. Judith Bird, a spokeswoman for the mayor's office, said it has agreed to, quote, remove the contingency that connects Barnes funding to the sale of these properties. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.
The final budget will be voted on at the Metro Council meeting next Tuesday.